Blog Talk Radio.
Sherry, I am iPragmatist on the internet. I'm iPragmatist on YouTube, iPragmatist. I am iPragmatist at gmail.com. I'm going to get pretty incensed in my video today, and my cat keeps meowing, and if she does, I'm going to have to ask her to leave. Anyway, I came across an article today, and I tried to set up a schedule where I would give shows on Wednesdays and Saturday nights. And it's a cool thing because I'm involved with a lot of family issues right now. I lost my dad this past year, got issues with my mom not being well, my sister's not well, sister-in-law's not well. I am out of work right now. A lot of stuff's going on. It's not a negative place to be, but it's just a very busy place to be, being me, because I have to go out. I have to look for work. I have to mow the lawn, which is huge, and I mean huge. I have to weed whack. I live in the woods. There is so much stuff that's going on right now. I've got 5 cats, a dog I have to feed every day. I've got to clean their poop, and it goes on and on. All right? It just keeps going and going and going. And after a while, there's some times where you can't generate the energy you want. And I think that I'm somewhat an exception to that rule. I think people who know me understand that I am one of those people who will defy complete energy deprivation. I will go beyond being exhausted, and I will continue to just keep doing what I'm doing. And I may not be effective, but I don't even care about that. That's not really important. The important thing is to interact with life in a very positive way. I believe in helping people. That's it. My cat's got to go. You got to go. No, you're going. I know. I'm not hurting her. Don't you dare fucking asshole say, oh my God, he hurt that poor cat. I can't have a cat meowing in the background. She did that to me on a job interview a couple days ago. Beautiful, beautiful animal, but she didn't need to be here. Anyway, I find myself in such a remarkable place of where I have such an appreciation for love and life, and life and love, and taking care of things and believing in things. I have close to 20 acres of all woods. I'm in a town south of Rochester, New York. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm surrounded by all trees. It's so dense here, it's amazing. My neighbors are nowhere near me. Nowhere near me. My house is so quiet. It's incredible. I can come home, walk inside my house, and I don't hear any traffic. I don't hear anything. It's dead silent. I love that. I will always love that, always did love that. I grew up with that, and I will always thrive to be in that environment because it's amazing what it does for your soul, your existence, your very thought process, everything that you're about. If you have peace within yourself, you don't have problems with the rest of the world. And that's where I'm going with this whole goddamn situation in this radio show. I don't even like talking about, I don't even like calling it a radio show. It's a radio program or something. I mean, I feel like I'm a musician, and I start talking to the radio people, and I start telling them about, oh, we're putting out this new CD, and there's something wrong with that whole concept. There's something so fucked up about that whole thing. An album, a CD. And I'm going to sit here and say, oh, I got a radio show. I don't have a radio show. I'm recording myself on the goddamn internet, and if you happen to come across it and you listen to it, it makes sense to you, listen to it. I'm not a radio talk show host. Someday, maybe, now, not. So, anyway, I'm too fucking humble to live in a world where I try to be something that I'm not. Now, this guides me to the exact reason why I decided to record this today. I'm reading through different articles, and I read InfoWars, I read Conscious Life News, I read Drudge Report, I read Truth Revolt. I read a lot of what are called alternative news sources. There are lots of them. There are a lot of them that are legit. You get into something like a website like beforeitsnews.com. All right, now I'm not going to slam these guys, but there are some stories on there. You read and you sit back and you're saying to yourself, are you fucking kidding me? These guys don't have any clue what they're talking about. And maybe they do, maybe they don't. That's not the point. I've been able to decipher for a lot of years, been able to go through and figure out where my sources of news and info come from. It doesn't mean you need to believe where I get my source of news. You want to believe in Piers Morgan and Bill Matthews and the guy on Fox News. I mean, these guys, Sean Hannity. I mean, they have the ratings they need to meet. They have reasons to report things they do. And it's no different. Think about going on weather.com, for example. Go to the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel was bought by the Rothschild family. If you know anything about the Rothschilds family, you're going to understand that they are the most corrupted people, the most wealthy people on the fucking planet. Channel? Really? I mean, that would be, that'd be like they're buying the what is it called, the Home Cooking Network or whatever. and telling you to eat sugar and eat GMO foods, it's all good for you. That is exactly what's going on. The level of power and corruptness that encircles us as intelligent human beings should absolutely fucking horrify everybody in our circle. It horrifies me. And yet it pisses me off at the same goddamn time. I'm trying not to swear. I can't help it anymore. I can't fucking stop doing this. I came from a world where, I say a world, I came from, let's take where I was musically as a kid. I grew up not knowing anything, and then all of a sudden the bubblegum years come along, and both my sisters, who were 2 and 4 years older than I was at the time, or still are, they were listening to the bubblegum years. Okay, they were listening to Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. They were listening to 1, 2, 3, Red Light. They were listening to this Rothschild, Rockefeller, power structure, Illuminati, whatever you want to fucking call these fucking pigs. These people were starting to understand how much power they had, how much shit music they could push into our minds, how much they could manipulate us, and how much money they could extract from us. And for tens and dozens, if not hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, they have completely enriched themselves. It is said that the Rothschild family is worth $500 trillion. 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 You know what $1 trillion is? Put a 1 and then put 12 zeros after. That, and then add, make it, no, I take that back. The number 500 and then put 12 zeros after. That's what these motherfuckers are worth. The stuff we've been through, any of you who are 50 and above, we've all been manipulated. It doesn't matter what the media type was. It doesn't matter if it was radio. It doesn't matter if it was bands. It doesn't matter if it was TV. It doesn't matter what the fuck it was. Newspaper, nothing. They fucking lied to us from day one. They realized that once they took control of the media, they can make us think anything they wanted to. And one of the most tragic, saddest things that I could ever in a million years even remotely conceive of was the Vietnam War. I missed being sent to the Vietnam War by a year or two. Telling you something, what I've learned about those motherfuckers and what they did with Vietnam, those poor fucking men and women who went into that place, those places, and got slaughtered and cut up and chopped up and killed and maimed and fucking blinded and everything else, Agent Orange from Monsanto of all fucking companies. This is where I'm going with this whole scenario today. I'm going to yell because I'm really fucking pissed off. And why? Because I fucking get it now. It took a long fucking time for me to let go of the thought of the North Vietnamese being really evil people. And I sat with my parents, I've talked about this, and I sat and I listened to David Brinkley and Walter Cronkite, and I watched the fucking body bags come home, hundreds if not thousands of them, every goddamn fucking week on the news. Poor fucking kids are coming home from fucking Vietnam who didn't know a fucking, their asses from a hole in the wall. They were 16, 17, 18 years old. Do you know some of them were put in, they were given LSD? Do you know that? Do you know that there were firefights that were about to happen? Do you know that? Do you know that there were these poor fucking kids we're about to go to battle with violent, violent, violent North Vietnamese people. And now when I say North Vietnamese were violent, they're in their own fucking country, and we are invading them. You bet your fucking ass they're going to be fucking violent. No different than if some fucking motherfuckers come into this country, you think we're not going to fight against them? That's what happened to those poor motherfucking people. Look up the Gulf of Tonkin, T-O-N-K-I-N. Look it up. Look at the fucking lie that started the goddamn Vietnam War. It was a fucking lie. And thousands and thousands and thousands of poor fucking young people fucking died because of fucking people like Robert McFarlane, who was the one who was orchestrating the whole goddamn lie and started that whole fucking war in Vietnam. We never should have been in Vietnam in the first fucking place. There's a movie I just watched. I believe the name is St. Vincent. This is a story of a kid who befriends an ex-Vietnam vet. The kid honors him, in a school competition, if you will. And he talks about how this poor guy, and this, these are true stories. I mean, these poor young kids, I mean, there was a lottery back then. Do you fucking people understand that? You literally were given a number. And just like you see on these fucking goddamn programs where these fucking people are saying, okay, well, we got these balls that are flying around for the fucking Powerball, and you pick your numbers on your card and everything, and then the person picks a ball out and it says, oh, number 47. And you look at your card and say, oh, yeah, look, I got 47. This is what happened to these motherfuckers. This is what happened to these poor fucking kids, mostly black. So don't fucking call me a goddamn racist. The blacks got fucked. The blacks got fucked. And people like goddamn George Bush motherfucking Jr. got the fucking skate. He walked away. That motherfucker never had to fight a war. Never. So while all these poor fucking white, black, Latino, whoever men had to go to war in Vietnam, how do we know if the people, the blacks, for example, how do we know that these poor blacks didn't get all even numbers? And then the white power structure, which it was at the time, and it still is, okay. I don't have any problem with blacks, whites, pigs, fucking girls, fucking lesbians, males, gays. I don't give a flying fuck, man. We all need to fucking understand who we are, what we are, where we are, and we all need to start fucking treating people with respect, period. We don't need the government to tell us this. We don't need the clergy to tell us this. We need to start fucking figuring it out for ourselves. Grow the fuck up. I've grown up, and I'm so moved by something I'm about to bring up, which is why I did this radio show. I'm in tears right now. I am so moved by what's going on around me. I'm so fucking moved. I can't even imagine where things go from here relative to what I'm observing in the world right now. I can't even fathom how awful things are going to get. And I'm not the one causing it. And maybe you're not either. But there are a lot of people out there right now who don't get it, and they're not following things that make sense. They're not understanding themselves, and they're not fucking figuring it out. and we're going to have to fucking deal with these motherfucking people. This is what's happening right now. So anyway, I sit here in my small home in a small town in the woods near Rochester, New York. And I have come to understand that there are some very powerful and evil people who are making people like the Latinos and the blacks look at me like I'm some fucking asshole. Like I've done something to harm humanity. Fascinating concept. And if you listen, you think about where people go with their hatred, where they're focusing on things that piss them off. They're focusing on where to go, who did this, who harmed me, what isn't working, I hate capitalism, that type of thing. Occupy movement, classic example. The Occupy movement would have made sense if somebody like this fucking goddamn pig fucking cocksucking piece of motherfucking shit, George Soros, wasn't in control of it all. I'd love to kick his fucking goddamn teeth in with steel-toed motherfucking boots. Because he misguided that whole motherfucking situation, and he made people think that I was the problem. If I had a little business, this is what happened to poor fucking people on Wall Street. I mean, Wall Street, you've got huge banks. You've got billionaires, man. You've got people who are sitting up in the high-rises up on the 118th floor. I mean, these motherfuckers have so much money, it's ridiculous. And yet they were controlling those younger people at the bottom of the streets and saying, don't fuck with us up here in the 118th floor where we have all this money and we're lavishly providing a lunch. We're having a really amazing lunch brought in with all seafood and all these fucking amazing foods and all this stuff. Don't fucking come after us. Go after that little guy, Dan, who has a little pizza shop down there on the first floor. Go fucking windows, kick his ass, fucking goddamn take everything out of his cash register, cause him to go bankrupt, because that's where capitalism fucked up. No, it's not where capitalism fucked up. That's the whole fucking problem. A friend of mine told me at one point that she was so excited about the Arab Spring. And I kept telling her, be very careful what you fucking wish for. Because the very people who were in the Arab countries at the time, it was Egypt, they took Mubarak out of power. Where the fuck is Mubarak now? I haven't heard of his death. He may have died. I don't know. I'd have to look it up right now on the internet, to be honest with you. But Mubarak, actually, he was very much like Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi, follow videos about that guy. Follow documentaries. That guy fought his ass off, put his life on the line, and died to try to help his fucking people in his country. And yet Hillary Clinton, these motherfucking pigs, these scumbags who were looking at oil revenues and money and everything else, Bush, all of them, Obama, they're all in the same fucking container. Gaddafi took care of his fucking people. But because he didn't want to take U.S. dollars anymore for his fucking oil, our fucking Obamas and fucking Bushes and fucking Kissingers and all these motherfuckers ought to be goddamn beaten to a pulp with a goddamn baseball bat to the point where even dental records won't fucking recognize them. Those motherfuckers goddamn went out in the world, do the same goddamn fucking thing. And they're fucking killing people. They're killing children around the world. And I'm the one sitting back saying there's something fucking wrong with this picture. Really? I don't even know where to go where to go with this passion I have. I mean, I've come to a point where I understand certain things about my own life. And I guess I feel the need to express myself so that maybe you start thinking about the passions in your own life. Maybe you ought to think about your own fucking kids being slaughtered. I mean, this is so fucked up. This is not acceptable on any fucking level whatsoever. I belong to the Fluoridation Action Network. Look it up. You should join it if you don't understand what's going on there. And I'm getting newsletters now talking about New York State, where I am, and how Governor Cuomo, fucking piece of goddamn pig shit, and I keep calling him that because that's what they are. And he's pushing, taking money, of all fucking things, get this, he's going to take Medicare money, Medicaid money, out of programs to help poor people, especially older people. And they're going to take that fucking money and they're going to put it into fluoridating goddamn people's water supplies in counties around the state that don't fluoridate water yet. First off, if you understand they're not putting fluoride in the water, that ought to scare you enough. And if it doesn't scare you, it ought to piss you off. And if it doesn't scare you and it doesn't piss you off, it ought to make you wonder, does this guy, Dan, really know what he's talking about? You bet your fucking ass I do. As a matter of fact, the guy who runs the Fluoride Action Network was a PhD professor at St. Lawrence University, where I went to college. I met him once, only once. I haven't seen him since, and I'm going to introduce myself to him soon. This guy is more concerned about your own fucking children than you are. I am more concerned about your own fucking children than you are. I don't have any children. I don't have a fucking kid. Not a kid. Not a single kid. As a matter of fact, I bought a reverse osmosis water filter, so my cats and dog don't have to drink fluoridated water. It's not fluoride they're putting in the water. It's fluorosilicic acid. Look it up. It's goddamn chemicals that come out of aluminum factory smokestacks. Look it up. These motherfuckers, all of them, everywhere, it doesn't matter if it is the CDC, Center for Disease Control, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. It doesn't matter if it's Congress. It doesn't matter if it's Obama or George Bush or George Clinton or Bush Sr. or Reagan or Carter or Nixon or fucking Gerald Ford or any of them. It doesn't fucking matter. Our water, air, and food are so fucking polluted, it's absolutely fucking disgusting. And I'm the one sitting back and really fucking riled up about this. And I'm really enjoying it, as a matter of fact. I did a prototype radio program a little while ago. And I was absolutely fucking screaming. And I realized that anybody who may have been listening to me may have been sitting back saying, oh, this guy is fucking nuts. Really? Since when is being docile the way to go? Since when is being a believer of what government tells you? Since when is listening to mainstream media lie to you over and over? The trend. Watch videos of the supposed moon landing during the fucking 60s. Watch those videos, man. We didn't land on the fucking moon. The reason we started to slaughter so many fucking people in Vietnam was because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was a motherfucking lie from goddamn fucking day one. It was a lie. We went to war against a country for no fucking reason whatsoever. And I'm the one sitting here, even spit coming out of my mouth because of how fucking pissed off I am. These are not things that need to be taken lightly. These are things that we need to stop and say, enough is fucking enough. You motherfucking scumbags, Obama, Hillary, fucking even Bernie. I mean, this fucking guy, we need to vet him. We need to look in his background. Where is he from? Is his family from Nazi Germany? You got Elizabeth Warren now coming out saying, oh, I want to be fucking Hillary's fucking vice president. Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? That fucking loser lied about getting jobs and fucking stole people's fucking, oh, God, literary work to fucking get degrees and everything else. My God, these fucking people, all they do is lie. They kill, steal, beg, borrow. They're fucking goddamn scumbags. Tired of calling them anything other than what the fuck they are. And I'm going to tell you something. If I get targeted, you know what? It might relieve some of the tension that I have in my existence here on this fucking earth. You think? I'm telling you, I look at the grandness of everything. I've got deer who run around that run around here. I had two young fawns that couldn't have been bigger than my cats sprinting across my property today. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. Smallest deers, smallest little fawns I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot of them. I've been here a long time. I live in the woods. I see deer all the time. The smallest little animals, the most wonderful, soft, beautiful things I could ever imagine protecting. And yet I go out in a world where people don't give a fuck about protecting anything. So here's the real reason why I brought up the whole thing about doing this radio program. This guy, Dr. Deepak Chopra, I assume, I have no idea who this guy is. New Age, I'm looking at a Truth Revolt, truthrevolt.org article on this guy. And the article title says, New Age Guru, Trump is mentally retarded, I think he's racist. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, first off, and I'm going to be a little bit, I'm going to sound judgmental here, and I don't mean to be, and yet I don't even fucking care if I come across as being judgmental. But if you even look at this chunky fucking aging guy with these big fucking glasses, I mean, I look at this guy and I think in terms of he's not the real deal, all right? So he's not a new age guru. He's not some fucking expert. So anyway, I went out and actually went on dictionary.com. I'm going to humor myself. I'm going to humor myself. And I went on dictionary.com and I looked up guru. And one of the definitions is an intellectual or spiritual guide or leader. And then I looked at the next definition down and it says any person who counsels or advises, a mentor. And I'm sitting back, and I'm looking at this fucking douchebag. And I'm thinking to myself, there's a difference between management and leadership. We all should know that. this guy is being called a guru. Reminds me of a Gilligan's Island episode where Ginger, of all things, there's some, God, I don't even know the nationality he was. It doesn't matter, but he was, I think he was Hispanic or whatever, and he was a pilot or something. He landed on Gilligan's Island, and of course, anybody on Gilligan's Island, the whole story was anybody who ended up there who could try to get them off the island, they would coddle up to them. They would feed them well, or the women would approach them and tantalize them, that kind of thing. And anyway, Ginger walks up at a point. I'm trying to think. He's Asian or something, whatever. It's not important. It's really not important. But anyway, Ginger at a point walks up and she says, she's talking to him, she says, oh, so-and-so, whatever his name was, you're so good looking. And he looks at her and he says, who, me, guruging? That's what this reminds me of, guru. I mean, guruging, guru. What is this horse shit of fucking looking at people who are fucking nothing and yet we were told, they're experts, they're gurus. This fucking guy, if you even fucking look at this fucking paltry, sloppy, fucking douchebag asshole, you just have to look at this fucking guy. Doctor, article, title says, New Age Guru, Guruging, Trump is mentally retarded. I think he's racist. I think he's racist. Where is this fucking guy coming from? You're not racist? This guy, if you look at him, you look at his skin color, he obviously hates white people. He hates Trump because Trump has white skin. I'm not the racist. Don't you motherfuckers ever fucking accuse me of being racist. These fucking people are the racist motherfuckers. They hate white people. I'll tell you something. I was conceived by my mom and dad. I'm white. My skin is white. I've done nothing but goddamn paid into a system that fucking paid to take care of you goddamn cocksuckers who are now pointing at me saying, you're the fucking problem. I'm the problem. I've been fucked in my ass my whole fucking life by this goddamn so-called government that helps you out. And I get fucking royally fucked in the ass. I'm the racist. Trump is the racist. I'm telling you, I'm starting to get really incensed about this whole thing. I'm really starting to get really fucking pissed off. And it's not because I'm racist. It's because you're racist. I didn't do a fucking thing. I grew up in school where they fucking had air raid drills, and we, as little five-year-old kids, were told, okay, kids, get under the desks and put your heads and your hands above your heads. Get ready for the fucking Russians to bomb you. Really. So I grow up in this system. And I watch everything that's going on, the whole civil rights situation, Kent State, fucking Vietnam, the whole 80s, 90s, the whole music thing, the fucking everything that's gone on. I've watched it. I've seen it. I studied it. And I'm sitting back and I'm thinking to myself, here we have a bunch of goddamn scumbags who infiltrated our government, if you even want to call it a government anymore. Okay, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. They're Republicans, by the way, supposedly. You want to accuse me of being pro-Republican? Fuck you. Fuck you. I hate fucking all politicians. I fucking hate them. Okay? But you hate me because I have white fucking skin. What the fuck is your goddamn fucking problem? You hate the white man. You know what the fucking problem is? You are looking at hating the wrong fucking white man. I'd be the guy in the street saying, hey, you want a cup of coffee? Donald Rumsfeld and Cheney are sitting up in these high-rise buildings, anybody in Goldman Sachs, and they're fucking making billions and trillions of dollars saying we need to fucking kill all these motherfuckers. And I am the fucking problem. You fucking people who look at me like I'm the fucking problem, you need to grow the fuck up. You need to take a step back. You need to fucking figure out who the fuck you are. I don't care what your fucking skin color is, but you fucking hate me for my skin color. That's racism. Hello? And I'm the one who feels like I'm going out on any goddamn given fucking day, and I have to worry about somebody putting a bullet through my fucking wife's head as I'm driving to go to dinner. Really? Are you fucking people? Are you fucking stupid or just fucking animals? Yeah, I'm pissed off. I'm telling you. I've had shows where I talk about the stuff. And yes, I am fucking so incensed right now. I fucking hate people sometimes. And here's the deal. I'm going to go beyond this. Because this guru, all right, let's go down through this whole fucking thing. Let's go down through this. Okay, so in an interview on the Alan Colmes show, like Alan Colmes is, like he's got a new reputation, Chopra, who is 68, referred to the real estate mogul as the epitome of the darkest demons in America's collective psyche. Okay, so this Chopra, Dr. Deepak Chopra, what is he saying by making comments like that? What he's saying is, I hate you, I want you to fucking die, I want to take control, and you shouldn't, you white people ought to fucking, all of you ought to die. That essentially is the essence of what I get out of this whole thing. And it's not just this guy. Okay, come on, let's talk about Black Lives Matter. Don't misunderstand me about Black Lives Matter. Blacks are getting fucked. And here's the point I want to make about that. I've made it before. You have had 8 motherfucking years of a goddamn black asshole who told you he was going to fucking take care of black people, and yet it's reported all over the country that inner-city blacks are worse off by far than they were prior to Obama being elected president. And you're going to sit back and look at me like I did something? No. Your fucking black man fucking failed. And you know why? Because he doesn't give a flying fuck about the fact you're black. That's all it's about. There is nothing more. Nothing, okay? Nothing. He is just like George Bush and Bill Clinton and fucking everybody else, the whole chain of command. It's all been the same. I figured this shit out. I don't like any of them. Okay? I hate Obama. I hate the fucking guy. Right? I'm not violent. I'm not going to hurt him. It's not the point. We still have freedom in this country. I should be able to say this guy's a fucking asshole. But I'm going to tell you something. Bush fucking pushed 9/11. That fucking goddamn piece of shit. He got to be strung up, man. You think I have hatred for Obama? You have no idea the hatred I have for fucking George Bush and what he did with 9/11. You don't have any goddamn idea. And you ought to have the same hatred for these same fucking people. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, pink, purple, fucking gay, lesbian, fucking trans. It doesn't fucking matter. They're in the same place. They're puppets for the goddamn power structure that's fucking every one of us. How many of you people out there have money? And I'm acting like I'm going to have more than 1 or 2 people listen to this radio program. If I get more than 5 or 10 people, if you're listening, seriously, pass it on to your friends. Let me ask you the question again. How many of you have any money? How do it, we all end up on April 15th, we walk into the accountant's office. And the accountant's in there looking through his or her books and typing things in. And they come back and say, oh, look, you're getting $15 back from the government. And we're like, whew, how fucking awesome is that? God, I don't owe them money. Are you fucking kidding me? Really? We've gotten to the point where they steal everything from us and we feel good about getting a dollar back. Fuck these cocksuckers, okay? You don't like the word cocksucker? Change the fucking radio station. Goddamn Jesus motherfucking Christ. And I got to look at this fucking chump. You just even have to look at him and listen to him talk. Okay, so anyway, here I am. I'm looking at, I'm telling you guys, I analyze stuff. Now, I'm looking at this guy who is called a guru. And it, I'm telling you, it so reminds me of fucking Ginger Gran on Gilligan's Island. You're so good looking. She's trying to make him take him off the island. He says, who me, guru-gi? I mean, that's what this reminds me of. It's this complete stupidity. This guy's an expert? Really? Go back and listen to the radio show I did, and I hate calling it a radio show, a couple weeks ago, whatever it was, where I talked about my ulcerative colitis. I went through more motherfucking goddamn doctors, motherfucking scumbag pigs who fucking spent 10 years of their lives being bought and sold to tell me that I didn't know what I was talking about, that there was nothing wrong with my body, and I needed to start taking drugs. Really. And what did I do? I healed myself with nutrition, and I don't need those motherfucking cocksuckers anymore. I don't need those fucking scumbag pigs anymore. And I watch television. Go on Game Show Network. Any of you who watch TV, maybe you do or don't, whatever. Humor me here. Go on, if you have cable, go on and watch the GSN Network, the Game Show Network. And humor me here. Watch from, say, 5 o'clock p.m. until, say, 10 o'clock p.m. Watch how many pharmaceutical commercials come on to you about diabetes, your high blood pressure, your ulcerative colitis, your Crohn's disease, your lupus, your fibromyalgia, your depression, inability to sleep. And how many of those motherfuckers tell you that side effects include fucking vaginal bleeding, fucking not being able to go to the bathroom, not being able to deal with people, death, lung disease, blood clots. Watch these motherfucking commercials. Watch them. Game Show Network, watch them. And I'm telling you, I look at stuff like this. I look at this fucking guy, and I'm looking at this guy. I'd love to sit down with him and have a debate with him. I would love to sit down and say, who the fuck are you? Well, I have a elementary degree in 5-year-old physics. I'd love to know what his PhD's in, and I would go back. I will actually go back and look at see what his doctorate's in. This he's calling Trump retarded. Now this actually strikes a very important note in my own life. And the reason being is because I've talked about the word retarded for a long time. Okay? Back when I was a kid, when I was in elementary school, I remember this vividly. You know, I was in Turn Road School in Rome, New York. And I don't remember what year it was, maybe third grade we were in at the time. It was early on. As a matter of fact, I think it was the separation that happened between those of us who were considered normal at the time, and this isn't something I'm labeling. This is something the school looked at because of our assessment tests or whatever they were doing. They'd say, hey, Dan seems normal, so send him off to the normal group. And there was Roberta Tomasi, who loved to eat paste, which was really, really bizarre back in the day. And I'm actually surprised I even remembered that concept. And she literally used to walk over, and we'd have to paste because we had we'd do the drawings and then we'd paste them up on the walls or whatever. And she would literally go over and take the container of paste, and she would eat it. And that, I'm sure, caused brain damage. I'm not picking on her. I do believe that was a matter of a particular situation that was going on at the time. And Berta, I believe, was brain damaged because of the – she's eating – I mean, my God, she's not eating glue from today. I mean, at least today they might be able to make a glue that doesn't have as many chemicals in it or whatever. Back in the day, they weren't even looking at that stuff. So anyway, she would sit there and she'd eat this glue. Well, Roberta wasn't the brightest bulb in the box. She wasn't, and don't accuse me of being insensitive saying that, because she wasn't. So there were certain people who were pushed off into, at the time, they weren't retarded. They weren't called retarded. They were called adjustment class, ADJ, and that's what we called them, ADJ. Now, this is back. I'm in kindergarten, first grade. And we'd walk around, and we'd go outside and play in the playground. And there'd be a group of us who we all got to know each other. And then there was the other group. And we'd look at them, and we'd ask each other, who are they? And some of the kids who we were around at the time would say, they are the ADJ class. Now, I didn't make that up. They were the adjustment class. They were trying to adjust them to try to bring them back where we were. Now, there are certain kids who are affected by, I was talking earlier about the fluoride and all that stuff. I mean, there are so many chemicals that are damaging these poor kids and have been for probably 100 years now. So there are kids who aren't able to adjust, so they are, say, ADJ, adjustment kids. And that was what school was. And the bell would ring, and we'd all get up, and we'd line up like little military hoodlums at kindergarten age, first grade, whatever. And the ADJ class, that we called them, would line up too. But I didn't even know what ADJ meant. It didn't make any sense to me. I was just thinking, okay, well, they're a different group of people. I didn't look at them as though they were less than I was. I didn't look at them like I should have judged them. I didn't look at them and say I hate them or anything else. I never made fun of them. I never picked on them. I didn't know who the fuck they were. Never understood a goddamn word about that horseshit. Never in a million fucking years would I have understood what was going on at the time. So here's this fucking Tupac, what's this guy's name? Poor, that's not fair. Deepak Chopra calling Donald Trump retarded. And here's a quote from him. He says, I think he's racist, he's bigoted, he's prejudiced, said Chopra. He's full of fear. He is angry. He has a lot of hatred. He pouts. He's belligerent. He's emotionally retarded. So I've talked about the word retarded for a long time. Think about what retarded means. Dictionary.com says, characterized by a slowness or limitation in intellectual understanding and awareness, emotional development, academic progress, etc. People who are slow or limited in mental development. The point I want to make about this whole thing, and I'm going to get cut off here fairly shortly. This guy didn't call Trump a retard. He said he's retarded. What he's trying to say is he doesn't agree with Trump's ability to look at the world the way that maybe this guy Chopra looks at the world. I don't care that he called him that, retarded, or that he had, I think he called him retarded. I don't like the fact that he called him retarded. If I walk up to you and say you're a retard, that's very offensive. But if I say you're retarded in your ability to understand what I'm trying to say, I'm just trying to tell you you're not getting what I'm trying to say to you. And that's what pissed me off about that article. This guy doesn't fucking get it. Trump, I don't know what to think about Trump. I like him. I'm not going to say I'm going to vote for him or anything else. Anyway, I get cut off here. I'm Dan Cherry. I am iPragmatist, and hope you enjoyed my show. I thoroughly enjoyed making it.